Warren Buffett allocates nearly a third of his portfolio to banking stocks for good reason. The sector combines remarkable stability with extraordinary potential, especially as fintech disruption creates both threats and opportunities. Consider this. Amazon matched Wells Fargo's 70 million customer relationships in just 5 years, a feat that took Wells Fargo 168 years to build. This collision of traditional banking with technological innovation creates a uniquely rewarding playground for informed investors. Banking operates on a deceptively simple model: interest-earning assets funded by interest-bearing liabilities, with a thin equity cushion providing stability. This structure explains why banks typically operate with 10x leverage compared to the S&P 500's modest 1.5x. This isn't recklessness, it's mathematical necessity to generate competitive returns despite relatively low returns on assets. Size matters tremendously in banking, with regulatory thresholds creating distinct operational environments. The $10 billion mark is particularly consequential, triggering additional oversight, fee restrictions, and higher compliance costs that fundamentally alter a bank's economics. Loans are banking's lifeblood, typically comprising over 50% of assets and driving primary revenue. Banks with faster loan growth often command higher valuations, though growth significantly exceeding industry averages might signal loosened underwriting standards. Consider loans as the bank's primary product line, with growth rates revealing both opportunity and risk appetite. Securities, averaging around 25% of community bank assets, prioritize liquidity and safety over yield, essentially serving as emergency reserves. Their classification determines how gains and losses impact financial statements, affecting earnings volatility and capital ratios. Deposits form the foundation and primary funding source on the liability side. Deposit quality significantly impacts franchise value and competitive advantage. First National Bank of Griffin's 2017 deposit cost of 27 basis points versus the industry average of 36 created a substantial funding advantage that compounds over time. Return on assets, ROA, typically remains in low single digits, consistent with net interest margins. This modest ROA is offset through leverage to deliver competitive shareholder returns. Breaking down ROA helps identify profitability drivers and weaknesses. Net interest margin, NIM, the difference between earnings on assets and costs on liabilities, is banking's most critical metric. In 2017, the median NIM for U.S. banks was 3.58%. Higher NIMs typically correlate with higher risk profiles, reflecting banking's fundamental risk-reward trade-off. The efficiency ratio reveals operational discipline. Healthy banks maintain ratios of 50 to 60%, with exceptional performers achieving ratios in the 40s. Mid-sized institutions, 10 billion to 50 billion assets, average 56.7% efficiency, compared to 73.1% for banks under 1 billion. In banking's highly leveraged structure, even small credit losses can devastate capital and earnings. A mere 1% loan loss can eliminate an entire year's earnings, making credit quality the single most important factor in long-term banking success. Banks classify loans on a risk spectrum from pass to loss, providing early warning signals of deterioration. These migrations often predict formal defaults by 6 to 12 months, making them valuable indicators for investors. The Texas ratio, non-performing assets divided by tangible common equity plus loan loss reserves, effectively predicts bank failures. As this ratio approaches 100%, failure becomes increasingly likely. During the global financial crisis, approximately 500 banks exceeded this critical threshold, compared to just 25 by mid-2018, demonstrating the banking system's significant health improvement. Capital serves as the cushion, enabling banks to absorb losses from risky assets. The ideal capital level balances regulatory requirements, growth support, and shareholder returns. Investors typically prefer banks maintain minimum required capital during normal times, with some excess during stress periods to avoid dilutive capital raises. When a bank trades at a price-to-tangible book value, P-to-TBV, below 1.0, the market expects future losses. For example, a bank with 4B market cap, 5B tangible common equity, and 40B in loans trading at 0.8x P-to-TBV suggests the market anticipates cumulative net charge-offs of 3.6B, a 9% loss rate. Risk weighting adjusts asset categories based on perceived riskiness for regulatory capital calculations. This system shapes bank behavior, sometimes unintentionally, as banks may favor assets with favorable regulatory treatment over those with better economic returns. Bank valuation combines art and science. Net tangible asset value provides a baseline, with premiums or discounts reflecting factors like deposit quality, specialized lending niches, consistent ROE performance, favorable demographics, and fee revenue diversity. The relationship between P-to-TBV and ROE is fundamental to valuation. The premium-to-book value represents the present value of future excess returns above the cost of equity capital. High performers, greater than 15% ROTCE, show an exponential relationship. The market assigns disproportionate value to sustained excellence. During economic downturns, price-to-pre-provision net revenue, P-to-PPNR, provides a more stable metric than PE ratios by excluding volatile loan loss provisions, typically ranging from 5 to 8x for regional banks. The regulatory landscape fundamentally shapes banking strategy and profitability. Regulators use the CAMELS rating system as their primary assessment tool, emphasizing management capability. Banks rated 4 or 5 face heightened scrutiny on the problem bank list, while those rated 3 must implement improvement plans. Interest rates create complex relationships between bank expenses and revenues. Bank stocks show surprisingly low correlation with interest rates, coefficients typically below 0.3, creating opportunities for investors to select banks likely to outperform based on rate expectations. Commercial banks tend to benefit more from rising rates as their shorter-term loan books reprice faster. The most valuable deposit franchises combine low cost and stability. Core deposit franchises with low deposit betas, under 0.3, typically command premium valuations of 2 to 3x book value, creating a competitive moat through stable funding across economic cycles and rate fluctuations. Banking stands at a crossroads of tradition and innovation. While fintech disruptors challenge established models, well-positioned banks can leverage technology to enhance their advantages in risk assessment, funding stability, and customer relationships. The winners will combine traditional banking trust with modern technological efficiency. For investors, this transformation creates extraordinary opportunities. Understanding both banking fundamentals and technological trends enables identification of institutions positioned to thrive through disruption. The banking model has survived centuries of change by fulfilling essential economic functions. Today's evolution represents adaptation rather than extinction. By focusing on fundamentals, balance sheet strength, credit quality, operational efficiency, and customer relationships, while embracing technological change, banks and their investors can prosper in this new financial services era. Successful bank investors combine industry expertise with disciplined valuation methods. Banking's leverage magnifies risks and rewards, making credit analysis crucial. The best investors seek institutions with sustainable advantages in funding, operational efficiency, or specialized lending niches rather than chasing yield or growth. Market dislocations create exceptional opportunities in banking stocks. Economic uncertainty often triggers indiscriminate selling, creating bargains for investors who can distinguish between cyclical challenges and structural problems. Top investors maintain a long-term view, recognizing that earnings volatility comes with the territory in a business tied to economic cycles. banking's future belongs to institutions balancing traditional risk management with technological innovation. For investors looking beyond disruption narratives, banking offers valuable opportunities across economic cycles and technological transformations.